Weekly, we focus on the work of area individuals and organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, from the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, we welcome Executive Director Guillermo Cisneros. Guillermo, always a pleasure.
Same here, Shelley. Always a pleasure being here. Thank you for having us.
Program Manager Anna Jose, is that work?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Anna. Joining the discussion, WGBU Grants Manager Steve Chapel. Take it away. An honor to have this as a grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.
Good morning, Shelley, and good morning to our special guest, Guillermo Cisneros and Anna Jose. That's right. We, WGBU, and several community partners are administering a multi-year grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation focusing on equity issues and looking at inequities in our community, because our community is made up of over 35% people of color, 17%, I believe, which are Latino residents, enriching our community. So we're addressing those issues with on-air programming and training individuals of color in the community to produce stories that represent communities they're part of. So to have the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here is indeed a very special day for us.
Oh, tell us about your chamber. Start here.
Yeah. Well, the mission of the chamber, Shelley, is to increase the economic advancement of Latino-owned businesses and connect the Latino professionals with the rest of the community. So it's an organization that has been in existence for 15 years with a goal, you know, as I mentioned, to uplift, you know, the Latino community. We are very excited with the things that, you know, that are happening right now in our West Michigan community. There are several initiatives, you know, from the city of Grand Rapids about racial equity and inclusion. We are being invited, you know, to different tables, forums by different organizations. So, as you might have heard, you know, the demographics are changing, and 68% of the growth in the Grand Rapids population by 2020 is going to come, you know, from the Latino community. Mm-hmm. So, we are working towards, you know, development, towards providing better opportunities, you know, for our community. So we are excited to for everything that is happening.
Anna, would you add to that, please?
You know, like Guillermo is saying, our goal is to make sure that we have a level playing field and help our community and make sure that our business owners that are so productive, they get the service and help that they need in order for them to continue to grow.
Anna and Guillermo, if we look at existing businesses owned by Latino residents, it's really a broad cross-section of types of industries and businesses that enrich our entire economy. So there's many, many success stories to be had. What can the non-Latino community know and do to help employment practices change to include more of the Latino population? And also, Guillermo pointed out that I believe in the next couple of years we'll have thousands of Latino college graduates that can really bolster the economy.
Definitely. So one of the responding to your first question, Steve, one of the things that you can do to support these businesses is going to their businesses, mm-hmm. to enjoy their authentic food, going to their grocery stores. We are a very welcoming community. There are several opportunities with mentoring the business owners, providing the necessary tools, you know, and that's one of the things that we are doing with Transformando West Michigan, bringing partners to provide the tools, you know, to the Latino business community. And I would have Anna, you know, to share a little bit more about it.
You know, and one of the things that we just want to make sure is that people understand that we have a community that is extremely open. They want people to know about their history. They want people to learn about their food. They want people to come in into their business, because if we do that, then we're giving them an opportunity as well. And they understand that culturally things are different, so they're willing to do whatever it takes in order for them to bring up those standards to ensure that people feel comfortable coming to their places. One of the things about Transformando West Michigan is that we ensure that a lot of the business owners understand policies, processes, and procedures here in order for them to handle their business the best way possible.
I have a question for both you, Anna and Guillermo. in just by way of a story, I was raised in Southern California, a very predominant Latino population. Mm-hmm. And then coming to West Michigan, that was not the case. So what services does the chamber provide to expand cultural awareness, to let people know about the many gifts that contribute to the economy? Do you have programs that address that?
Definitely. We have several opportunities throughout the year for the entire community to get exposed to our Latino community. So we have monthly membership meetings. Those are called Conecta meetings, where, you know, the goal is to connect whoever wants to be in touch with us, connect with our executives, executives from our member partners, and then we share, you know, what we're doing throughout the community. Those meetings are in English. Then we have business workshops in Spanish. These over 80% of the Latino businesses that we have at the chamber don't speak English or feel more comfortable in Spanish. So the city of Grand Rapids, you know, through their strategic plan, they have been supporting us for over 4 years through their Economic Development Corporation board. So they subsidize, you know, these business workshops in Spanish. If we want the businesses to be successful, they need to fully understand, you know, what cash flow is, what difference between capital and revenue. And so there are several concepts that we need them to understand. But if we don't share that in their language, it's hard.
I think that exposure is so very important. I think it's a natural phenomenon if an individual grows up in a particular homogeneous community, whether it be Dutch or German or some other ethnicity, not to be able to see and appreciate other ways of thinking. And I'm not even talking bias. But so when I moved to Holland, Michigan, it was predominantly a Dutch community, whereas where I came from, it was a mixture. So I saw Latinos taking the leadership in industry and politics and enriching our entire community. So does some of your programs and events help to broaden awareness, cultural awareness of the gifts that all ethnicities and groups bring to the table?
Well, one of the things that we created a partnership with MSU, and we are, it's going to be in September, and I'm going to go ahead and let you guys give you a little bit of snip of what's happening. It's going to be called Our Story, Our Food, and it's going to be an event that's going to give people an opportunity to come in and learn. We're going to have between 5 to 6 restaurants, and they're going to talk about their history, their food, what they have done to get to where they are, and expose a lot of people to what they are actually doing. So that's going to be in September, and it will be a great opportunity for people to support that event.
Guillermo, you're the executive director of the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and I went to your website, and I invite all of our listeners to do that. It's very rich with information describing programs and also members. So you have all the big players here in West Michigan. It looks like many of them are members.
Definitely, Steve. You know, we have over 600 members. Currently, we have students, we have professionals, we have small, medium businesses, we have large corporations, you know, the big players that you mentioned are members of the Hispanic Chamber. We have schools and universities, nonprofits, and government agencies. So we have a big, you know, melting pot, you know, of members. And definitely, you know, I would add to what Anna said, you know, besides of the partnership with MSU, we have our annual awards gala, where we bring almost 800 attendees every year. So that's a great opportunity to see the success of the Latino business community.
One of your programs and focuses that we touched on a little bit, but we'd like to invite you back to touch and maybe focus on more, are the building bridges through education. So important to bridge that gap between higher education and the ability to apply that to improving the community, to getting jobs. So would you be willing to come back to talk about that?
I would love to, Steve. You know, we see a disconnect, you know, between the area employers and our minorities or Latino talent specifically. And we are developing a program that tackle, you know, those issues.
Ana, how do we find out more information about the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce?
Just go to our website, or you could just call our office. We're located at 2007 South Division, and our office number is 616-452-3960. And we're really there to assist and help our community. And we're open to answer any questions that, you know, you might have.
Awesome. Ana Jose and you, Guillermo Cisneros, thank you very much on behalf of the West Michigan Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Steve?
I invite our listeners, if they've missed any part of this interview with Guillermo and Ana, to go to the WGBU Radio News page a little bit later this afternoon and click on Mutually Inclusive, where you can hear this interview in its entirety.
Great. Thank you all. Enjoy your Friday and weekend.
Thank you, Shelley.
Nice to see you. Yep.